I invite you to hear the words of Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, and in a dream, and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Of a Christmas present person are you? How many of y'all like to be surprised? Okay. How many of y'all are the sneaky ones that like to go around maybe a couple months or weeks before the presents are wrapped to see if you can find the hiding place of the really good presents? Some of y'all are liars. How many of y'all you wait till the present's wrapped and you slide by the tree when no one's looking, maybe you smooth the wrapping paper down, hope they use the really cheap thin wrapping paper and you can look through, or maybe one of the edges didn't get taped down good enough and you like to maybe try to take a peek if you can. Any of y'all? I see some elbows. Yeah. Well, how many of y'all are present shakers? How many of y'all shake? Try to figure out what's going on. You shake so much, some of y'all family members, they got to remember to put the fragile do not shake sticker on the brand new puppy that's on the underneath the tree. See, we all have ideas about what we want to see under the tree. We've all got expectations of what we'd like or what we want. But you see, my problem is, for one, I've never been a very patient person. For two, I'm too big to be sneaky. I can't fit into all the really good hiding places to find where all the presents are. I'm not savvy enough to be able to adjust the wrapping paper back exactly the way that it was to people know that I didn't mess with the wrapping paper to find out what it is. And I'm not smart enough to shake something and figure out what's actually in the box. That only just brings more questions than answers usually for me. So I just have to wait. I just have to wait for Christmas morning to be able to open up to find out what it is that I'm getting. And all that anticipation, all that excitement, it's built up for 365 days and just comes tearing out in a frenzy of what can only be described as an animalistic tearing of the wrapping paper as quick as I can. I just love just that excitement of Christmas morning, watching everybody open up their gifts. The anticipation of what's to come. And I think for us, the anticipation is almost half the gift. The excitement to find out not just what people got for you, but to know how much somebody thought of you and thought about you and being able to get you a gift. There's a lot that says with the gifts that we get. Now, sometimes, y'all might be like me, you're quite surprised with some of the gifts. In fact, some gifts you get, you didn't even know you needed yet. And some, you didn't even ask for, but you got anyway. One of the best Christmas presents I ever got started out as an envelope with my name on it, placed ever so prominently in the front middle of the Christmas tree. And that envelope sat there and mocked me for weeks leading up to Christmas, as I couldn't wait to find out what it was. Because in an envelope on a Christmas tree, it's either got to be cash, gift certificate, maybe tickets to something. It's got to be something pretty exciting. And what excited me most of all is that my sisters did not have envelopes with their names on it on the Christmas tree. And now our tradition is on Christmas Eve, we all get to open just one present underneath the tree. And so leading up to Christmas Eve, you guys, you've got to scope out what you think is the best one to open. And I knew that that Christmas Eve, after we got back from our 11 o'clock Christmas Eve service, that that was going to be the present that I opened. So we got back home from church, and it was about midnight. We had our eggnog, and we read our Bible story, and we lit our candle. And I walked over to the tree, and I picked up that envelope with so much anticipation and expectation. And then my mother said, "You can't open that one. It's got to wait till tomorrow." And that just puts it on a whole new level, doesn't it? That just ramps it up another degree. And so I had to go to bed, had to wait just one more night. But we wake up, and with all the expectation or all the excitement that comes with Christmas morning in the Harrison household, I couldn't wait, and when it came to passing out the presents, that was the first one that I grabbed, and I went to start opening it, and my mom says, "Nope, you can't open that one yet. You got to open another one first." And I was like, "Guys, you cannot believe how much is built up inside of me." And she said, "That one goes along with another one," and pulls out this huge cardboard wrapped box out from behind my dad's recliner. Guys, my excitement just went to another level. A two-part hidden present Christmas gift. It is something different. And I just could not wait. And so I took this big box and I ripped off the paper and I tore open the cardboard and I lifted up a brand new Fender acoustic guitar, which is a great gift if you play guitar, which I did not. And I can't remember ever asking for a guitar, so at this point I was a little confused. And so they handed me the envelope finally, and I opened it up, and I took out a piece of paper for 6 months' worth of guitar lessons at the music store just down the street. And I wouldn't say I was disappointed at this point. Again, more just confused, because I'd never wanted to play guitar. I'd never asked to play guitar. I didn't ask for a guitar. I really had no idea how to play a guitar or anything else that went along with it, other than people that played a guitar looked really cool. So I was willing to give it a shot. But up to that point, not really knowing what it was that I was supposed to do with it. You see, some presents you don't ask for. And some presents you don't even know that you need yet. But that particular present surprised me. But it turns out, later on, it ended up changing my life. Our scripture reading this morning, we hear a story about Joseph. And he got presented with a gift that he didn't ask for. He got presented with a gift that I imagine came as quite a surprise. And at first, it didn't look like a gift at all. We get one of the very few stories about Joseph in the Bible. And it finds ourselves kind of built up in this anticipation of the season that we have, that way before there was mangers and angels and shepherds and drummer boys or anything like that, we have Joseph staying up late at night wondering what in the world he's going to do. Because in the way that he has kind of picked up this gift of his future, he has kind of given it a good shake. He's given it a good peek to see what is supposed to come of this situation that's been given to him. Because you see, he's engaged to be married to young Mary. And in the course of his engagement, whether at some point Mary sat him down and said, "Joseph, we need to talk," or whether she just couldn't hide it anymore, Joseph finds out that Mary is pregnant. Now, the scripture says by the Holy Spirit, but you have to understand at this point, that's just for us, the readers. As far as Joseph's concerned, that part's kind of in parentheses. He doesn't know that yet. And so no matter if Mary has told him that or the extent of whether he believes or doesn't believe her, he has resolved and decided this night that this is a gift and a future that he does not want and he never asked for. And he decides that he is going to take his engagement to Mary and he is going to quietly dismiss her and move on with his life. And that's at this point, Joseph takes a minute and takes all the good advice that our parents like to tell us something, that before making a big decision, maybe sleep on it first. So he goes to sleep, and then that night in a dream, the angel Gabriel comes to him and tells him this thing that you feel like you never asked for, this gift that you never wanted, will turn out to be the gift that you never knew that you needed. This gift of your fiancée, Mary, being pregnant with a child will be the very gift that saves you. In fact, it'll be the gift that saves all of us. If only you will decide to believe and live like it is a gift. And so Joseph, as he wakes up the next morning, does something that almost nobody else in the nativity story gets to do. Joseph chooses to believe, and he chooses from that day forward to give up his idea of what he wanted, to give up his idea of the way that he thought things were going to go, and to believe and to trust and to live differently than from every other day that has gone on before that. And the decision to take this gift and to care for Mary and to care for this child ends up wrapping him up inside the gift of the story that has changed our entire creation and has rewrote every single one of our lives in a new Christmas story. We each have our lists on Christmas, whether it's things that we've asked for or whether it's things that we like, or for some of us, whether it's things that we need. What would you like for Christmas? I'd love gas in my car. We each have things of what we feel like we need and feel like what we want. But this Christmas, will we be willing to be surprised by the gifts that we don't even know that we need yet? Willing to be changed by the gifts that we need more than we know. I think what is so amazing about Joseph's story is this is the day that Christmas becomes real for him. It doesn't wait till the manger. It doesn't wait till the star, to the wise men, or a trip to Egypt. It doesn't wait for all the things that happen later on in the other Gospels. It happens at this moment that he woke up and decided to change his mind of what he felt like his life needed to be. And the gift that was presented to him ended up changing every step of his life that was to follow. So that Christmas morning, as I was holding that envelope with that slip of paper for free music lessons and a brand new guitar, I wasn't sure exactly in that moment what I was supposed to do with it. But I ended up going down to the music store, setting up a schedule, and beginning to take lessons. And let me tell you, my music instructor was patient with me. I ended up needing years worth of lessons before I had any idea about what to do with that thing. But it was interesting because as I slowly began to move on from Mary Had a Little Lamb, which is still a part of my musical portfolio, I'm glad to say, and other songs, as I began to understand scales and chords, be able to put ideas together, I began to realize that I had a gift in my life that I never realized that I actually needed. I never realized that I even wanted it at all. I have no musical ability in my body whatsoever, which is why I'm very rarely up with a choir, because I want you guys to keep coming back to church. But that guitar, as I learned how to play, as I learned how to sing, as I learned that there was, in fact, something called pitch, which I never had heard before I started taking music lessons, I began to think about what I could do with this new skill, this new present, this new gift that I was given. And after a couple of years of taking lessons, I ended up taking it up to the church and started playing guitar for the youth group. And then eventually, I was asked by a church to come and to lead a youth group and asked if I would also be their worship leader, and ended up playing praise and worship music for a small church and being the worship leader. And that guitar was the first decision that helped me to make of how can I use a gift that I have for the service of the church. This one gift that I never asked for, this gift that I never expected, ended up being the gift that opened the door to me doing ministry in the church. Now, I will not say that Christmas gift made me a pastor, but my mother might. As we realize that sometimes there are some gifts that are given to us that are a much bigger blessing than we give them credit for. If we're only willing to receive them with such a mind of knowing that God is trying to show us something greater than ourselves. The greatest gifts that we can have are the ones that we find out in the midst of the gift that we are not the ones at the middle of it, but that we are the ones who continue to be able to give that blessing on to others as well and to keep that gift going. Christmas became real for Joseph when he woke up that morning and he decided to live differently and decided to choose differently. Christmas becomes real for us when we decide to see the opportunities that are placed in front of us, not as burdens, not as curses, not as an unplanned pregnancy that Joseph had to decide how he was going to rewrite his entire life over, but as a gift of an opportunity to be a part of the blessing of others. Of how we can then make Christmas real for others. And we can take things like hope, peace, joy, love, trust, and we can start bringing those to life for other people as well. May we receive a Christmas blessing and a gift this year that is much more than any package underneath the tree or any need that we feel like we might have, and receive a promise and a story that is the very gift that we need and is our blessing to be a part of then giving that gift to the world. May Christmas truly come real for you this year. Let us pray. Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. We give you thanks for the greatest gift you've ever given us, yourself, your Son Jesus, who came down to be with us, Emmanuel. Lord, help us to receive the gift that we never knew that we needed, that at times was not at all the gift that we wanted, and yet, Lord, is the gift that we now are a part of giving to the world. You have transformed our lives in a single moment simply by you coming into them. Help us to bring the Christmas promise alive. Help the anticipation that we have of how you will enter our lives to become the anticipation of how we might be able to spread that story and that salvation to the world. As we pray all these things, in Jesus' name, amen.